This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress is back in session today, and don't miss what's called the Working Families Flexibility Act. The proposed change to labor law would give private employers the right to offer hourly workers paid time off instead of overtime. That's a swap many people might take, but critics say the bill is more boss-friendly than family-friendly. Gigi Dubin has the story.
For a lot of low-paid hourly workers, taking time off just isn't going to happen. But Ray Chornenky, president of the National Federation of Republican Women, says the proposed bill could solve that problem. Instead of getting overtime pay, workers can get comp time to stay home with a sick kid, for example.
When these are parents, many times single parents, to have that choice is the most important part of the act.
But June Williams says the proposal isn't family-friendly. She's director of the Center for Work-Life Law.
This bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
She says it would let employers off the hook from having to pay time and a half for overtime. There might be time off for extra hours.
But the comp time is at a ratio of 1-to-1, not 1-to-1.5.
And cheap overtime, Williams says, means more overtime. What happens when workers can't work those extra hours? Williams says often they get fired. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.